Hello. So I am off schedule and posting this episode, darling. I usually do an episode every 2 weeks, and this one is overdue. I apologize, but I have been involved, as some of you know, with getting my feet wet with online dating after being a widow for the past 10 years. And I have had 3 Zoom dates and 2 actual in-person dates, yay, since my last episode. Also, though, my Lily love, my 14-year-old poodle, hasn't been well. And she has her good days, she has her bad days. And I see the changes in her, and this has had me feeling a little depressed and unmotivated lately. 10 months ago, I lost my 15-year-old poodle, Diva. And I'm starting to see similar signs in my Lily love. So I know, I feel the time may be coming. But anyway, but I also am involved in a Leverage Your Life Summit for 40 plus women. And I needed to work on my presentation for that, which is Embracing Your Feminine Power, which is happening this week. It started Monday the 22nd and is going through Friday the 26th. And as of posting this episode for you here, my presentation is actually being presented over in the Summit Facebook page right now. Anyway, this episode today is about how do we move towards embracing our feminine power and unleashing our inner bombshell? Where do we even start? Well, I just want to say, as I mentioned at the end of my presentation, if you can understand that you, the female being, has been chosen by the Creator to be the portal between the spiritual realm and the physical realm, the only force on earth powerful enough to navigate unborn spirits onto this planet. For that single fact alone, you deserve respect, adoration, and to be treated like the queen and goddess you are. You just need to start believing it and acting like it. That's it. End of story. I rest my case. No need to even say anymore, but I will. Because you need to really understand this at your core. You are the most important being on the planet. You, the female. And you need to know how worthy and valuable and needed you are on this planet. You need to understand that your feminine power was taken from you thousands of years ago. And it is you that bring the life, the light, the love, and the beauty. And there is no greater force on this planet. It is feared by many, even including you. So once you truly get this, I mean really understand it and get it, then you can start enjoying and unleashing some of that deep inner bombshell, darling. You know, you date at the level of your self-worth. You marry at the level of your self-worth. You choose bad jobs, accept lower pay, hang out with losers, put up with disrespect, all at the level of your self-worth. When you have low self-worth, you don't walk with your head up, your shoulders back, and with your breast thrust forward. You don't feel like you deserve to be seen or deserve to even be in the room. You will be afraid to speak up and show up. You will always be looking and comparing and in competition with other women. You also have to understand boundaries. You have to understand that you can't have self-respect and self-worth if you don't have or understand them. And you cannot be fully empowered as a woman when you are fearful of even being a woman. You can't be in your feminine energy if you don't understand it or are fearful of it. And the reason you are fearful of your feminine energy is because you feel unsafe in the world, like you won't be able to speak up or stand up for yourself. And if you have found your voice, you speak up in an aggressive and masculine way because you think the feminine way is weak, submissive, and there is no real power in it. Each and every one of us as women has our rightful place here in this world. We all have our mission and purpose. You can't step into that purpose with low energy, low self-worth, low self-respect, and wanting to hide all the time. You can't enjoy being a woman when you are living in masculine energy 24/7. It's unnatural and it's causing you deep sadness, even if you consciously aren't even aware of it. Because in your masculine, you don't even have time to take a breath and look more closely at what it is you deeply desire, want, or need. Who's got time for that? You're carrying the world on your shoulders. Shoulders that should sometimes just be getting a massage and then being shown off and admired in a sexy dress. Strong, capable shoulders can be soft and sexy shoulders too. But before we move on and talk more about this, I'm Deirdre May and founder of Diva Glam Self-Image Coaching and Consulting. In addition to my 16 years as a bridal makeup artist, I help women who are struggling and stuck with limiting beliefs around their self-worth and their feminine self-image. I have certifications in personal development and as a fitness coach. I am a woman that is a widow, a midlife woman, and someone that has risen from low self-worth, feeling invisible, and 20 years of cocaine use. My lifelong love of old Hollywood in the 50s and the 60s, when glamour and femininity reigned supreme, allows me to guide women to shine their light, embrace their feminine power, and unleash their inner bombshell. It's more than makeup, it's mindset, attitude, and lifestyle too. To help you turn heads, not as a mom, not as a wife, not as a boss, but just as a woman. Think personal development meets old Hollywood glam, and perhaps teaching you a few things your mama never did. Thank you for being here. Tell your friends, and please leave a review on Apple if you like what you hear. You know, since posting my profile up online, I have had not one negative or disrespectful response or experience. Have the majority of them been not what I'm looking for? Yes. Have some of them been sort of boring or shown not much effort? Yes. Am I still looking for a love connection? Yes. It's been only 3 months, though. But not one has been negative or disrespectful in any way. Not one that I have engaged with have asked me to send more photos of myself, or photos of myself nude or of my breasts, or have any in any way sent me anything disrespectful. The two in-person dates I went to very nice restaurants, had nice dinners, they paid the full check, they paid for my Uber home, and one even showed up with a long stem white rose and ordered a bottle of champagne at dinner. And this was for a first meeting. My point is, when you present yourself as a high value woman, that energy can be felt. You will attract out into the world how you feel about yourself, even through an online profile. This has always been part of my mission, not just helping a woman with her outer appearance, but also her self-worth, her body language, how she shows up in the world. Many women in this world today, we live in today's feeling obligated and not understanding of receiving. We don't know what we bring to the table. And you don't know that just showing up to the table is enough. That it's the man's job to prove his worthiness to you, to show he is worthy of your time. Not the other way around. Not to be grateful for just some crumbs that are thrown our way and we should jump at the opportunity. A good man wants your heart. A jerk wants your body. A good man understands that he can never have your heart if you, as a woman, feel unsafe and uncomfortable, if you feel unseen, if you feel disrespected. The good men understand it is their role, their job, to provide these things to you and for you. And the good ones are perfectly happy to do so. We as women have lowered our standards, have forgotten our worth, and have lost our way. My mission is to tell you to stop giving away your body, your power, your heart, your soul to those that make bare minimum efforts to win these things. You are the prize. And this is what every woman of high value understands. And you can't ever be fully comfortable to unleash your inner feminine bombshell if you don't first understand all of this at your core. So first you have to get the mindset right, the belief that you are worthy. How can you ever require more? How can you ever feel comfortable in this world as a woman if you don't see all your strengths and your beauty and what you bring to the table? How can you ever feel worthy of attention and to be seen if you can't even look at yourself? Unless you truly believe you deserve more and are worthy of having more, you will remain stuck and unmotivated. The way you speak about yourself, the way you see yourself, is the problem, but it is also the solution. And once you fix the inner, you can improve the outer. You want to start writing these things down, do some journaling. This is what I did. I'm going to tell you what I did. This is some of the things that I did. You have to write in your journal what you're proud of, what you've accomplished, what you've overcome. Every time you pick yourself up off the floor and move forward in life, writing these things down really allows you to think about it. You have to think about it. And when you see it on paper in black and white, all that you are, all the gifts you bring, all that you have accomplished, all your strengths, you can start to own it. And you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Really look at yourself. I often talk about this. This is not the first time I've mentioned this, and I'm going to keep mentioning it because it's very powerful and it's extremely hard to do. And anything in life that will give you big rewards is many times hard to do in the beginning, and we will avoid it at all costs. But it is not just me that says this. Other very big, well-known empowerment and life coaches will tell you the same thing. You can't just avoid looking at yourself and seeing yourself. You can't just quickly look at yourself and look away. Really look deep into your eyes the way you would want a loved one to do. You want to be seen by others, but you never or can't look at yourself. You want to be appreciated by others, but you don't even appreciate or find value in yourself. When you look at yourself in the eye deeply and say, I see you, I value you, I appreciate you, I love you, I see your strengths and your beauty and everything that you've been through, and you're still here. It makes you want to look away. It will make you want to cry. Maybe it will even bring you to your knees, but that's the point, because you want to bring up all these deep inner wounds, or because it's the pain that has to be brought up for you to be able to deal with it and face it. You have to bring it up, face it, deal with it, change the narrative of it, and then release it. Replace it with all the positives and see only the positives. This is not easy, and it's not a one-time fix. And you may even need some professional help depending on how deep and what kind of wounding and trauma you have. But you have to do it until you can proudly look yourself in the eye and like what you see, appreciate what you see, accept what you cannot change, and acknowledge what you can improve on. Know that you deserve to work on it, and then set a plan in motion to actually do it. After working on your mind, you have to work on your self-image. And actually, you can do them simultaneously. You can work on the inner and the outer together. It is actually very helpful to do them together. I'm often asked, what do you do first, work on your inner or your outer? For every woman, it's probably different depending on how much on the inner and the outer that you have to work on. But if you do the work together simultaneously, each helps the other. It gives you more motivation to keep working on the other. So now this means the outer. We have to work on our skin and our makeup and our hair and our clothing and put a plan in motion for these as well. And when you have more self-respect for yourself and you also show up in the world putting your best self forward in your presentation, you have so much more confidence and like when others look at you now. You don't want to hide. Now, this is a process too, and also is going to bring up some stuff. You hate your face, you hate your body, you hate your clothes. I know, I get it. No matter what you put on, it's not right, you look terrible. Or worse, sometimes you look fabulous, but that would mean all eyes on you, and you can't handle that. That terrifies you. So we go with the old familiar clothes that will help us blend into the crowd. Because again, your inner is not matching up to the fabulousness that's showing up on the outside. That's why you have to work on both. We spin ourselves into a frenzy about how ugly, fat, and pathetic we are. And we don't ever want to leave the house again. But you know, if you invest in helping somebody work with you on your self-image, hairstylists, clothing stylists, makeup artists, etc., these will be objective feedback. You'll get objective feedback to putting your best self forward. Look, I know, I deal with it myself. Every woman deals with it. I'm a work in progress myself. You know how many times I changed my outfit getting ready for my dates? But the thing is, in the end, I was realistic. I dressed for what I wanted to hide, and I improved, you know, I showed off what I was proud to show off. I knew when I was done, I looked good, and my whole mindset and attitude shifted. I got out of my head and into my body, and I just enjoyed being my feminine, sexy self. And I walked into the restaurant like I deserved to be there. And yes, I did turn heads. So now we have to work on posture and body language, because this is also part of it. Have you ever seen a bombshell rush into a room or run down the street or plop into a chair? No. Well, usually their clothes are too tight and their stilettos are too high to do that. Just kidding, sort of. But seriously, start by walking slower and being more conscious of how you walk. Shoulders back, hips forward. Thighs have to touch when you walk in the feminine. Slower pace, darling. A lot of women don't feel comfortable with their curves, and the feminine walk is all about doing your curves justice. We live in masculine energy, which is fast-moving energy, which means it's an aggressive walk, leading with our shoulders forward instead of our hips, and our legs are more apart like a man walks. We stand in masculine instead of feminine, which is more about, again, showing our curves. To understand feminine and confident body language, you have to get out of your head and be more connected to your body. As we get more into masculine and away from our feminine, doing for everyone else and feeling shame with our body and curves, we stiffen up, we close up, we tighten up, we shrink up. At the very least, you want to stretch, stay limber, stay flexible. Now, again, I've mentioned this before, pole dancing, belly dancing, burlesque classes. These will all help you with all of the above, but also unleashing your inner sexy. We're so afraid to do this because we're embarrassed and ashamed. Oh my God, how can I do that? That's shameful. I have to move my hips and I have to try to look sexy. Maybe if I lose weight first. But the truth is, there are women of all shapes and sizes in these classes. And these are non-judgmental zones. We envy women that are at home in their bodies, especially bodies that are imperfect by society's standards. Many times, women in these types of classes are there for the same reason you want to be there, to be free, to find themselves, to feel good about their bodies, to feel good about themselves as a woman. Just be wild, feel beautiful, and be happy. It's natural for the feminine to be wild, feel beautiful, and be happy. It's natural to be at home in your body. It will also enable you to find your tribe because these are like-minded women. It's therapeutic, it's fun, it's connection with other females, so it's community. And it's great exercise that helps you stay flexible, limber, and live in your body, even if just for an hour or two a week. You have suppressed your inner sexy long enough, and it's time we unleash her. You were wild once, the patriarchy tamed you, but we are done with that. Now, body language and walking are just too hard to explain by listening to me try to explain it. You actually have to witness it. And you have witnessed it. If you've ever seen bombshells and very feminine women, hey, we all know J-Lo. This is feminine body language in motion. You know, I had posted on Instagram and my Facebook page the other day a visual of a video of Marilyn to bring up the point of sexy body language and movement in dance. First of all, let me just say, I can watch the Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend number, which is my all-time favorite number in my favorite movie in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. I can watch that 1,000 times. And I probably have over the years, since being a teenager, seeing it, I'm sure I've watched it 1,000 times. I mean, I could just put it on loop and just watch it over and over again. And the dress, that hot pink dress. Who doesn't want that hot pink dress? Seriously, if I looked like Marilyn in that dress, I would walk my lily love in it every single day. But I want to talk about her body language. First of all, a woman can never move like Marilyn does if she is not in her feminine. If she's in her masculine energy and not in her feminine, she can't move that way. If she's stuck in her head and not connected to her body, or is self-conscious or shameful of her body and her curves, she can't move that way. A woman can only move like this if she is in her body, connected to her body, and in her feminine energy. Watch and observe the way Marilyn moves her hips and her shoulders, the ever so subtle movements of the shoulders, of the hips. They tease, they flirt. Every little movement is a subtle tease and a flirt. A feminine, confident woman uses her body movements differently when she is in her body and not stuck, rigid, and self-conscious up in her head. And a bombshell loves to speak with her body movements. It's mesmerizing to watch. It's captivating. You are drawn to it, both males and females, men and women. We are drawn to it. So remember three words: shoulders, hips, and the most important word, subtle. Because that's what it is. It's a subtle movement of the shoulders and the hips. And a few other words too, also remember: sexy, seductive, feminine, elegant, classy. Better than anything you have witnessed at the Grammy Awards a couple of weeks back, I'll bet. I'm not going to name names, But in my opinion, sexy, feminine, and female empowerment is not vulgar or crass. Now, one way to invest on your journey to unleashing your inner bombshell is to have a photo shoot. A glam shoot is so empowering and a way to see yourself as a woman. Not just a mom, but as a woman. You get pampered, you get to play dress up, you get to step out of yourself and see yourself in a new way. A way you've never seen yourself before. It's another step in unleashing a part of yourself as a woman. You can't go out into the world and be seen and feel feminine and sexy and alive and worthy of attention if you can't even feel this way behind closed doors in front of a photographer for a few hours. Yes, in the beginning, you're going to feel stiff and awkward and embarrassed for the first 10 minutes. But a good photographer is like a good man. It's the man's job to relax the female by allowing her to feel safe, to open up, to be vulnerable and able to receive. And that's what a good photographer does as well. After a while, you will relax. You will feel totally free and at ease and comfortable because you feel safe in their presence. It feels good to do something outside your comfort zone. That is strictly for you. I've done the makeup for other women for these shoots. And I'm telling you, there's not ever a woman anywhere that has ever had a photo shoot who said, oh my God, I shouldn't have invested. That was just really bad. Never. Unless, of course, you get a bad photographer. But, you know, when you have a good photographer, it is a day that you will want to do it again and again. I'm telling you, you will want to do it again and again. And as a woman myself, I have experienced a few shoots in my lifetime. And I swear to you, this is an investment in yourself that you want to experience. Seeing yourself in photos from a totally different perspective makes you realize how much you have put yourself down needlessly and have hidden from the world for no good reason. And every past loser you ever went out with or were ever married to is going to wish he was worthy of you now. You won't look at yourself the same way. The photos help you to see who you really are and encourage you to start making yourself a priority and putting yourself on your to-do list. Are you going to have bad days again? Of course. But you have the memories of that day and that experience, and you have the proof in the photos for all eternity. In fact, you're going to post a few of them, or I should say hang a few of them, up and around your home for yourself to see every day and for everyone else who walks into your living room or your dining room or wherever you choose to have them. They get to see and experience it too. I have one beautifully framed over my desk, and all I have to do is look up and be reminded. I also have another one as the cover photo on my book, Glamorous. Yes, that's right. I wrote a book, and I can look myself in the eyes in the mirror and tell myself that. Bottom line, bombshell, I understand it's very hard to let go and release a way of being in this world, a way we've had to be 24/7 because of the world we live in today as a woman. If you have never been taught any other way, your default in today's society is masculine 24/7. And it is needed, and there's nothing wrong with it, except you can't live there 24/7. It causes deep burnout, resentment, and sadness. I understand when we aren't comfortable with the outer shell of our body, it's hard to be connected to it and embrace it. I believe if you are drawn to something and like what you see in other women, it is because there is a part of you deep down inside that understands it, from a primal place and longs for it too. Who isn't drawn to Marilyn's magnetic feminine energy? Who doesn't wish we can move our hips like Shakira? Who doesn't secretly wish we can strut down the street in the green J-Lo dress? Looking like J-Lo, of course. But here's the thing. If we can understand that energy, that attitude, that mindset, and strive to work on ourselves, inner and outer, to be our own best versions of Marilyn and J-Lo, and know how to transform into that energy, we would not be built the way we are as women. We would not be given the bodies we were given if we were supposed to live in shame with our heads down and completely covered and fearful. To hide our radiance, our shine, our sexiness, we aren't supposed to cover up, shrink down, and hide. We aren't supposed to play small, shut up, and go stand in the corner. We are more than our brains. We are more than our uterus bringing babies into this world. We are more than caregivers. We are women as well. We get to be proud of all our layers, all the parts of ourselves, and not shut out and hide any one of these layers and desires. You already know deep in your soul, deep in your being, you long for something. You long to embrace and be proud to be a woman and to have more fun as a woman. It is your birthright. You want to unleash your inner bombshell, and she is ready to be unleashed. You don't need permission. Until the next time, darlings. You know what? I just have to say, my Lily love is next to me and she's in a deep sleep and she's snoring really, really loudly. So I don't know if you can hear. Anyway, remember, darlings, have fun, flaunt, flirt, be feminine, and stay fabulous.